I'm joined now with the head football coach for Garden City High School, Brian Hill, starting his third year as a head coach for the Buffaloes. And, Coach, you've been now in practice a little over a week and a half and getting ready for your scrimmage to kind of give the fans an idea of what the Buffaloes look like on this year in preparation for the opening game that you'll welcome Bixby, Oklahoma in here on August 31st. But over these past couple of weeks, and actually been in pads now for a little over a week, your thoughts about how things have gone?
Well, I thought the kids have really made a good adjustment to putting the pads on compared to all the things that we've done all summer long. And so, you know, just with time and the more reps that they get, that the better and the farther we're coming.
Well, taking a look at both your offensive and defensive preparation for this year, obviously defense comes around a little quicker. You've got some good spots filled there as well on this year coming back. And your offensive group, you've got some veteran players coming back there. Thoughts about how it's gone this first week?
You know, the defense is always a little, you know, quicker to gel than the offense. But, you know, I think that the offense has really done a good job of coming along and using the summer as a springboard to the, you know, camp situation, that I think they've done a good job. They've come faster, you know, than the previous 2 years for us, and I think that's just now because we're, you know, here in our third year, and you know, the kids have been through the system and they understand a lot better about what our expectations are and their rules and assignments and things like that. So I think it's been good. You know, it's been tough on the kids. This has been the longest two-a-days I think that Garden City's had in probably over a decade because of school being pushed back, moving in to the new school. So you know, you're going to go through that. There are some bumpy days that you know, our focus or our effort wasn't as good, but I think in the long run it's going to be good for us that we were able to kind of catch up on a few practices.
Talk about your offense and still evaluating the quarterbacks?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're going to go all the way through tomorrow night and, you know, give those guys an opportunity, you know, out in the lights in front of everybody, and it'll be the last kind of final preparation. But it's really not, you know, the tell-all of everything that's going on. There's going to be a lot of other things that have gone into it, you know, all summer long since, you know, the first part of June. It'll be a collective thing and not just what everybody sees Friday night.
You mentioned about Friday night, and of course it is the 2012 scrimmage. The fans welcome to come in. They're asked to bring a 32-ounce sports drink for a free will donation for the team on this year. But your thoughts about how that's going to unfold tomorrow night?
You know, the sports drink is something that we're starting a kind of new tradition, new place, new field. The kids use it after the games for the ride home, for the road trips and things, that when we get them a meal, it's nice. It's better than just a little water. It helps replenish some of their fluids and things. So we are asking for that. But, you know, as far as the scrimmage is concerned, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited. I think the kids are, you know, they're tired of beating up on one another. You know, they've done it now. We've been out there almost 17 times already. And, you know, they're just tired of seeing one another across the line of scrimmage. But they'll be excited to be out there. And we hope everybody would come out and get a good look at the kids. And they've been working really hard and be able to come out and see the beautiful facility that has been put out here in place for us. And, you know, hoping to, you know, make it a place our kids are going to be very proud of and make it a place very difficult for the opponent to play in.
Talk about the opponent coming up, and of course we'll do this on the pregame show next week as well, and getting ready for the season opener with Bixby, Oklahoma. Talk about that. Bixby's a quality program out of the Tulsa area.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about an Oklahoma team in a very rich, you know, tradition area there in Tulsa that houses Jinx and Tulsa Union, that are ranked in the USA Today top 25 year in and year out. And so their opponents are, you know, very, very good. And so Bixby is just moving to 6A down there in Oklahoma. And so this will be their third year coming up. So they're going to be a very quality opponent. They see great competition week in and week out down there as well. And, you know, they were able to start practice an entire week before we did. They started the 6th. We didn't start till the 13th. So we're, you know, trying to catch up. And that's why I'm kind of glad that we've had these two-a-day practices, because I think we've been able to make a dent into that week. But going to be a exciting thing. I mean, we don't know a whole lot about them. I don't think they know a whole lot about us. We've seen a little film. I'm sure they've seen some film on us, but that's of last year's kids, and so you can only take just a little bit from it anyway.
Coach, appreciate the comments.
All right, thanks, Jerry.